Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Hop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Hula! Yes, welcome to the hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Mermaid Tony and the Scuba Cowboy. We are in Fiji at the Dive Fiesta and talking to a lot of the dive operators that have converged on Sona Sali Resort to educate the tribal wholesalers from around the country on what they have to offer here in Fiji. And we're kind of like, you know, flies on the wall, picking up a little bit here and there. There's some folks from China that I hope we can sync up with here soon and kind of get their perspective on the diving in Fiji or just diving in general, because the diving in China is booming right now. They say that the industry for diving there is like it was in the U.S. in the 70s, in the booming years of when diving first started in the U.S. So we'll see if we can track those guys down here in a few minutes. But first, Tony, this is a treat we got right now, don't you think?
This is.
So Manoa, right? Yes. Did I say it right?
Thank you, Greg. Manoa.
Yes, Manoa is a local Fijian TV reality star, right?
The name of my show is Weniawa, means footprints.
Footprints.
Yep.
Okay, so it's like Man versus Wild, one of those type of crazy adventure shows. You go out there and the cameras follow you and you survive on the land or what?
Yeah, sort of everywhere. They follow me into the bush and the sea and wherever I go, even in the rugby field.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. So you've been doing this for how many years, Manoa?
4 years now.
4 years.
I just finished my 16th episode this year.
Really? So do you ever get, are you getting burned out on this, or is there like so many adventures to come, or what?
No, there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there.
Definitely. Just from what we've seen in our brief little visits, Fiji has a lot to offer for sure. But you get out there in the bush. You get out there behind the scenes of some of the adventure activities the divers might partake, whether it's zip lining. You don't do a zip lining show, do you?
Yeah, well, I did one.
You did one. You did that episode, huh?
Zip for 400 meters.
Really?
One in Fiji.
Oh, you made your... Did you make your own zip?
No, someone
okay.
else.
All right. But that's what you do. You go on all these adventures and bring the TV viewers in Fiji along for the ride, right?
Right.
I love it. Can we come?
And we
got a mermaid. Have you ever incorporated a mermaid into one of your TV shows?
love to see.
Okay, he looks like he's a game. What do you think, Tony?
I think as long as I get to go, I'll wear the tail.
All right. We put her on a 400-foot zip line and zip line a mermaid through the rainforest of Fiji. What do you think?
Oh, it's good. There's a big one in Fiji near Suva, the capital.
Yeah?
They go for 400-meter zip.
Yeah. Would that be a boost to the ratings to have a mermaid?
So. It's fantastic. They
All right. He's easy. I like the way you think, Manu. This is so cool. But you've been doing this for 4 years, and I know right from here you're heading straight out to the bush.
4 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going straight to the rugby field.
Straight to the rugby field.
Uniform and then straight out there.
Now, so you have a uniform, too. So what kind of uniform do you have when you're doing your show?
Like an Australian hat, you know, the cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, like the scuba cowboy's hat. Okay, so you got a cowboy hat.
With the long pants, like, what do you call this?
Overalls?
It's an army uniform, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Like a cup, what do you think? Like a bodysuit, like a jumpsuit
like
type
a
of thing.
Cowboy, not like the army suit. Army.
Okay. All right.
With short sleeves.
Short sleeves. All right. Because you got to adapt to the local with your boots and your
hand gloves and all that. And then with a cane knife and then I shoot.
You just go out there and live on the land or
yes.
What do you do?
Live on the land, go right into the bush or you go into the ocean by canoe.
Nice. So So, and what is the focus of the TV show other than just pure entertainment from a reality TV show?
As well, for education as well, because some of the young people nowadays, you know, they brought up in the urban areas,
right?
They lost a lot of things, so I want to take them back into that time.
Back in the day. How we did it.
Yes, this is how we did it.
Right, and I know you've done things like wild boar hunting and that kind of stuff too,
boar,
right?
Boar hunting, climbing up in the mountains, 300-foot waterfall, and then have to come down from there.
Wow. Rappelling down, you mean, or just jumping?
No, have to come down by the rope.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, but let's go back to the boar hunting, because that's something the scuba cowboy wants to do. He wants to come over here and, like, catch a pig or something. Can you teach him how to do that?
Well, we can.
This is dangerous stuff, I hear. I've never done it. I don't know if it's on my list.
But you've got to be very careful somehow.
Yeah, you got to watch them, huh? They're wily, yes. these boars or whatever they got here, huh?
We can teach them how to do even the traps as well. And some beautiful people in the bush don't know how to do it.
You got to trap them. You don't just, it's not a spearing thing.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Interesting. What do you think there, Scuba Cowboys? Is it sounding more appealing or less?
I'm ready to go. I'm starting to think that Manoa means Superman in Fijian. That's
you are like the Fijian Superman, aren't you, Manoa?
No, I don't know.
Can you fly? Do you have a cape?
No.
Okay. I'd love it. You should get one. I think that'd be good for ratings. I'm just saying. Okay?
Cool.
Big M on the back of a cape. I think that would that'd be a nice accessory to your uniform.
Well, I think that's a good suggestion.
All right, you're just trying. Yeah. Okay, now you're starting to think, like, what did I get myself into? But no, I know. You do a lot of great work here in Fiji, and we've talked to some of the other dive operators that know that what you say here in Fiji with your TV show does ring true and registers with the local population really well. And that's really the overall message, right, is to educate them and maybe to do some nice conservation things as well, right?
You know, together with the sailing of the traditional craft canoe.
Yeah.
Last year, me and 15 others, we sailed around the Pacific for 7,000 nautical miles in 3 months by using traditional canoe with steering oil and sails with the stars.
Yeah, you know, I know gas prices are through the roof, but that seems a little extreme.
Well, somebody can do it.
Okay, but no, but you were doing that to just kind of show people did back in the day.
Well, this is what they did back in the 1,500 years ago.
Yeah. And was it, I mean, I imagine that was an amazing adventure. I mean, what did you find out other than my back hurts?
Well, let me tell you, it's an experience of a lifetime I will never, never forget.
Yeah? I mean, what was there one particular message that you came away with after doing that you're like, hey, everybody ought to do this, or what were you trying to achieve?
I think it just to prove a point, because I remember way back in the 1950s, a gentleman from New Zealand said that the Pacific Islanders, they're not a good sailors. They don't organize themselves when they sail. They were a bunch of drifters.
Ah.
And also they were chased by some kind of during war times.
Right.
But I said, to prove a point.
Yeah. We'll show you.
Experimental voyage.
Yeah.
So then we did it.
Yeah.
So even we...
And then you did a little victory dance and said, in your face, right?
In your face, you're going to do this.
That's right.
But unfortunately, he died in 1969. He died.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, that'd be tough
but
to do it now.
Point, you know, we sailed from Fiji to New Zealand. Took us only 6 days.
Six days, really? That's some serious rowing there, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the wind. Eh?
Yeah. I mean, quite a workout, I imagine.
Yes.
Were you all buffed out then, too?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But we hit 7 degrees Celsius cold.
Ouch.
7 degrees.
So it wasn't a pleasure cruise, it doesn't sound like it. But it was still an amazing accomplishment, right?
Yes, you're right. You said.
That is cool. Now, and obviously you're close to the ocean, and I know you're working with some of the dive operators and the Coral Reef Alliance, right?
Yes.
With educating some of the local Fijians when it comes to sharks. You got this big shark dive here and protecting that resource from a tourism standpoint and just from an ecological standpoint is huge, and I know you're playing a part in that, right?
Well, just this organization called the Pew Foundation from Washington, D.C. They're funding a program here in Fiji for sharks conservation. And they've asked me if I could help them in campaigning all this. It's only 2.5 months now. So I'm leaving in the next couple of days.
Right.
Back to Washington, D.C. for a summit about sharks conservation.
And is it about educating the local population, to protect the sharks, don't be afraid of them, we got to save these, don't kill them, that kind of thing, right?
And link it with the traditional culture knowledge and how they conserve this in the olden days. So I have to bring this back into to today's knowledge and put it together.
Yeah, because sharks and the ancestors, isn't there some kind of connection there?
They worship God, the sharks in those days.
Right.
And still, some of the people in Fiji, they still use the ancestral God.
Yep.
Sure. Today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to hurt these animals. They might be your grandfather or something.
Well, it's part of life. I mean,
yeah.
It's human and nature.
The circle of life. And look, a live shark is way more valuable than a dead one. That's what we've learned all around the world with all the, especially when it comes to the divers.
It's amazing because the sharks, they've been here for 400 million years. And then 150 million years, then you see the dinosaur. But
yes.
Fiji was created 150 million years ago. And see how old is this place.
Yeah, do the math. It makes sense, I think. Manoa, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Good luck. No worries, America.
Yes. All right, more coming up from Fiji. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Hi, this is Ricky Skerritt from the Ministry of Tourism, St. Kitts. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't turn that dial.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. We're going to be in St. Kitts in September when we board our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. That's the September 17th. Go to ExplorerVentures.com for more information. And, of course, we'll be doing a show from that part of the world when we head out there for that liveaboard. Right now, however, we're in paradise. We're in Fiji. And we're hanging out with one of our favorite guys on the planet. His family is just amazing. The Darling family that operate Voli Voli Resort here in Fiji are truly one of a kind. And if you want that true, just come on over and hang out with the crew type of experience and still be, you know, pampered beyond belief. Voli Voli is the place to go. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well, mate. Good to see you guys.
Now, where's the rest of the crew? Where's the rest of the family? They're just hanging out at home, I guess, huh? Chilling?
Someone's got to look after the resort. And after our last performance, I think it's better that Stevie and I don't travel together.
Yes, probably so. How's his toe, by the way?
Coming right now.
The toenail is growing back?
Nearly.
You'll have to go back and listen to that broadcast from our show at Voli Voli Resort last time we were in Fiji to get that reference. But trust me, it was a very colorful broadcast that we had that night, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Plenty of V-bombs going down that night.
Yes, V-bombs, and I had my first, what is that funnel thingy, what are those called?
You did your first beer bong.
Yes, we did a beer bong and all kinds of crazy nutty stuff. It was the first time we've ever yanked somebody's toenail off live on the radio. Probably the last, unfortunately, Nick. But hey, that's the kind of historical type thing that happens when you visit Voli Voli Resort. Sometimes, I guess.
Well, Steve's got 9 toenails left, though.
That's right. That's right. We got 9 more trips left.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I love it. So how are things at Voli Voli? I know you just finished up the new accommodations there up on the hill that were just being finished up last time we were there, right?
Yeah, they're all complete now. So we've built another 9 twin share rooms, which have come up really nice. And we're currently in the middle of doubling the size of our kitchen just to speed up the food and renovating our toilets in the main complex to bring them up to the same level as our high-end accommodation.
Nice. You mentioned the restaurant's been upgraded just as far as volume. You're still serving up the Voli Voli burgers, right?
They'll never go away, Greg.
Nice. Excellent. What about the Voli Voli bombs?
They also will never go away.
Really? They need to go away, Nick. Trust me, they need to go away. That's the one drink I told Tony when we came over here. I was like, no, none of these. We're not trying to make any of these again, ever.
Well, I'm still not sure what's in it, so...
Good point. Nobody remembers exactly what was in the Voli Voli bomb that we created there when we were at the resort.
You know, you don't seem to mind when you make us do drinks we really don't like. So, but yet, when you don't like something, you won't do it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't make up the drinks that we gave you. They were like more traditional bombs, like Jaeger bombs and all these other nonsensical mermaid drinks.
I reckon we could make up a Sonosali bomb tonight, though, right?
Tony?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, is right. Anything's possible. We got to celebrate my birthday, Nick. My birthday was last week in Tobago, but we're in Fiji, and that's like a week behind.
At least
so
week behind.
It's time to celebrate my. And his birthday, Scuba Cowboy's birthday, was the other day. So maybe tonight's the night.
You're lucky. I actually brought the Voli Voli beer bong down tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, sweet. Tony wanted one of those. That was on our list, right?
What time is our flight tomorrow?
Our flight is in about. It's a matter of hours. It's not like tomorrow anymore. It's just because we fly out really early, so we don't go to sleep, right, Scuba Cowboy?
That sounds like a great plan to me.
Is this birthday celebration part 2?
Absolutely. It's a continuation.
I think I'm celebrating birthday month there, Nick, and I can't imagine someone to celebrate it better with than a darling member. That's dangerous, a combination, but I'm looking forward to trying to survive it.
Is that you're lucky there's just one of us here this time.
Good point. That might have been a blessing in disguise, for sure. Now, all the operators that came here to see your booth here at Voli Voli, are they getting the same reaction or having the same reaction we did when we visited you guys a few months ago?
Yeah, I think there's been quite a few wholesalers that have been following us from day one when we were still just backpacking, and now we're actually at a point where we've got 20 top-end rooms, so the reaction from the show's been fantastic. Surely it must have just been my speech and maybe
a couple
of pictures.
Of course, your charm. That's what I tell all the chicks, too.
Yeah, it's been really positive for us, though, Greg. It's been fantastic.
Good. Yeah, it's been positive for you. I don't necessarily get that positive reaction, but I feel you. You got a great product, for sure. The dive boats that you guys operate there at Voli Voli are some of the best dive vessels I have ever been on the planet. And you created them yourself. You built them from scratch, right?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to be involved in the design process on both those boats, the first one being built in New Zealand and the second one, due to tax issues, we had it cut in New Zealand. Zealand and fabricated in Fiji. So lucky enough to be involved in the design process so we could tailor make it for our area and for our divers.
Yeah, and the level of accommodations, you have so many different levels, whether if you want to do the more economical backpacker approach, you can do that, or if you want to get those upscale berets or villas, or it's just, you got all levels. That's what's really nice about your resort, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's working quite well. Even within one group, we might have someone in each of the different levels of accommodation. So across the four levels, we've got all of those rooms covered out of one group. So everybody can travel together, dive together, use the same facilities, but maybe those on a lower budget can still be part of a group, which works well.
Nice. Now, you have Lynn in the U.S. Handling reservations. We had her on the show a few weeks ago when she did a little trek through Florida. I don't know if you heard about that, but real nice lady. But she that's really nice for folks in the U.S. that want to book and stay with you, because they can interface with someone based in the U.S. that deals directly with the resort, and you don't have to worry about exchange rate issues or, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've set up our U.S. bank accounts, and you're getting the same-day service, which we couldn't provide from being on a different time zone. And Lynn has been in the industry for 20 years, so it's really working out well having her on board.
All right, so the big question is, how soon are we allowed back on the property? Because and has everything been put back in place since our last visit?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, really? Tony?
I'm just curious if they ever found your lucky hat that I threw on the roof and disappeared.
What happened to my Scuba Radio hat, Nick? Who took it?
I have absolutely no idea.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, we lost my lucky hat. I've been so unlucky ever since I left there.
The mermaid can do magic. I can make things disappear.
Yeah. Oh, it was you.
You made yourself disappear off that cliff.
That's true. Do we want to talk about that? We probably do.
No, I don't think we
have the scars healed on Mermaid Tony. Actually, no, there they are. See, it's a badge of honor.
You'll be happy to know one of the newest additions to the volley is a nice set of concrete steps down that path that you walked off. Now,
have they been named in honor of Mermaid Tony? Is there a plaque?
Mermaid Tony has one there, right on the cliff.
Nice. Yeah, there was a night after one too many volley bombs where Tony decided to take a walk off the cliff there at Volley Volley. But now you don't have to worry about it because there's steps in the whole spiel. But we're glad we were able to help, because you realized there was an issue there, I guess, or we created one for you. Was that it?
Very nearly, literally paved the way for those steps, Tony.
Nice. I love it. So, yeah, Mermaid Tony Cliff at Volley Volley Resort. And it's Volley Volley or Volley.com, right?
VolleyVolley.com.
Volley, V-O-L-I, V-O-L-I.com. All right, Nick, great to see you again. Let's go have a cocktail. No Volley Volley bombs, though.
Maybe later.
Okay, just beer bombs, I guess. I don't know. We'll fill them with Volley Volley bombs. Anything's possible here in Fiji. All right, more coming up. Stay close. We are back in Fiji, and Mermaid Tony has rousted up one of our old partners in crime, JC, from Sherwood Scuba in
Splash.
Australia? Where?
Splash New Zealand, Greek.
Splash, yeah. New Zealand. Yeah, not Australia. Well, you're going to kick me right now, aren't you? Hey, I can't get the Australians and the New Zealanders mixed
Scuba
up.
Scuba Radio tattoo,
yeah.
Tony?
Yeah. You're going to get branded here, it looks like.
Yeah. No, and we come to the Fiji Dive Show every year.
Yeah.
Because we're supplying 90% of Fiji with scuba equipment, and it's just a nice central place to meet all the new dive operators and network. So, yeah, it's huge for us here.
Yeah, so it's like a little side benefit of bringing all the operators together, and you can kind of get them wrangled up into one room and kind of talk to them about getting their rental gears equipped.
Yep.
Properly, right?
Yep. And is Tony getting in a towel tonight? Or
She is going to be a mermaid tonight, yes. She's walking around right now until we take her over to the bar, and then we're going to feed her a volley bomb down a tube in a funnel or something. Is that how it is?
I'm just disappointed he's about the 18th person that's asked why I'm not in my tail.
Yeah, what is that? They don't want to see you otherwise.
I'm starting to feel like you. No one wants me. They just want the mermaid.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of a strange thing. But, they got a thing for tail here. Right, JC?
Yes. Are you guys coming back next year as well? Like, is this going to be an annual thing for you guys?
We have no idea. We didn't think they'd let us back this year. You hear what I'm saying, JC?
I know exactly what you mean. Yep.
If they'll have us, maybe. Yes.
Depends how tonight goes, I think.
Yes, good point. The night is young. We'll have to see how the rest of the evening goes. And if it goes well, maybe they'll have us, and maybe they won't. That's how we operate. But I'm guessing you're the same, right?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, and you've been doing this for how many years now?
We've been visiting Fiji for 15 years now, and we've been attending the FITA conferences as their sponsor for six, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, about six.
Nice. So, but you bounce over here to Fiji how often then?
Twice a year.
Yep. Get the operators all squared away, and then they can call you and order stuff as they need it, huh?
Yep. I come over here twice a year, and every second year I come over and run a regulator service clinic, so they know how to,
service the gear. Absolutely. Good stuff. Yep.
So it's all kicked in really nice. And
I like it. All right, well, it's about time for happy hour. Are you with me?
I'm with you, Greg.
Okay, let's get him branded, get a tattoo on him, and send him to the bar. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
Yes, we have a lot of friends in low places here in Fiji. It's my fourth time to the islands, and I'm beginning to make friends with these folks, and they actually welcome us back with open arms. Really friendly folks here in Fiji, for sure. Stuart is one of those guys from Matava, and I don't know that he's a local Fijian, but I don't know. The accent kind of makes you feel friendly, at least in a drinking sense.
The Scottish accent.
Exactly.
Yes, okay. Certainly
we've bonded many times, haven't we there, Stuart?
Bonded. Good way to put it. Yes, good bonding, yes.
They don't do that in Scotland?
Scotland, yes, sometimes. Good to see where I'm from, so I can't do that seriously.
Yeah, no. It's all good. How's things at Matava?
Yeah, going well. Very busy. Global downturn doesn't seem to bother us too much, so bookings are strong. Strong enough that Richard's booking buoys I haven't even built yet.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think, at least for you guys. I'm not so sure about the people that are coming, but no, you'll get them all squared away. Their beret might conveniently look like a tent, but
never happens.
It's a new version of a beret and feet. No, you'll have it all squared away by the time they get here, right?
Yeah, of course we will. It's more important than that is we've got a brand new spa getting built at the same time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so that's going to be nice because a daily massage after a dive, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm hip. We did that here the day before yesterday. So you're adding that element to Matava.
Yes, certainly are.
Are you doing it in the same kind of eco-friendly type of technique? So what, it'd be like only nude massages or what?
Yeah, I might not go the nude massages, but certainly all the treatments we're bringing in, the companies we're bringing in, all the treatments will be organic. Everything will be pure natural virgin and coconut oil bought from Fiji, from Fiji suppliers,
nice.
From the pure Fiji place in Suva.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about Matava. They're so eco-minded. Everything from solar power to, the food that you guys serve, which is amazing, has grown right there around the resort, right?
Yes, it is. We pride ourselves in importing very little of our vegetables and fruits, and one of our directors, Jeannie, spends a lot of time in the organic farm, 42 plot organic. She calls it the organic garden, 42 plots. Makes it a farm in my mind.
Yeah. But organic vegetables, fruits, and how is Maggie anyway?
Maggie's same as ever. Maggie doesn't change.
She's doing good. She's a he. I mean, it's a he.
No,
yeah,
Maggie's she.
Is
she
it?
Likes, yeah, she's she.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she was our cruise director, I guess.
Yeah, host
entertainment.
Of the host. Yeah, the host with the most is what Maggie is.
Exactly.
Well, the hostess with the mostest.
Yes, well, a little shout out to Maggie. We got to say hi, don't we, Tony?
We do. I miss Maggie. I want my own Maggie at my house.
Really? But you don't loan her out, I guess, do you?
Oh, no, no. We probably never get her back, so we don't keep her on a short leash.
Good point. Good point. All right, so, Mantova, the biggest thing that has come out of your neck of the woods here in the last couple months is the new dive boat that you have at Mantova. Big, big news. The best thing I have ever seen in the dive industry in years. You had this Name Your New Dive Boat contest, and the winner was what?
Below Me.
Excuse me?
Below Me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I love it, though. Below Me is the new name of the dive boat. And it started with your fishing vessel, Bite Me. And then there was Dive Me, right?
And the third other fishing boat is Tease Me.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And this comes to Below Me. It makes sense.
I love it. And, you know, they did a presentation for all the wholesalers today that were visiting for the Dive Fiesta. And he showed a slide of the new boat name. And it was just kind of like, everybody looks at it like, what is that? Below Me. And just hearing them read it out loud was hilarious. That was more thousands of dollars of marketing right there. You hear what I'm saying, Stuart?
Certainly do. We can't wait till the radio talk, the boats talk to each other, and we get tease me, this is bite me, anywhere idea where below me is?
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. I'd let you know the attitude is fun. It's all lifestyle, and it's eco-friendly. And Richard, come on over here. Now, Richard and Stuart work together, obviously, at Mantova. And we had a really nice bonding session last time we were out on the island of Kandavu with you folks. You're very hospitable folks, and you do that with everyone. Now, you didn't just make us feel special. You do that for everyone, right, Richard?
Well, absolutely. That's what it's all about. We treat you and
We're special, but more like special ed type of thing.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Special needs. Yes.
Yeah, we understand you're very special.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah, we're used to that kind of reaction. But, Richard, last time we were there, the Scuba Cowboy was with us as well, and we had a little bonding thing going on one evening after a glass of wine or two. And, Richard, are you still working with your tractor there in Mantova?
Well, I made the mistake last time of letting out my love of tractors, particularly John Deere's. The next thing I know, I have a song written.
Yeah. Have you heard that? You have not heard the finished product yet, have you?
I have not. I only heard the live version at Mantova.
Yeah, so because what happened was the Scuba Cowboy wrote this song called what?
Tropical Tractor.
Tropical Tractor. And you have it all worked out now? Is it all produced and everything?
It is in the rough mix stage, but they're going to get another live version tonight because apparently it's the talk of Fiji at this point. And,
yes, well, as it should be.
I agree. And so, of course, it is going to be on the next album that's coming out here in about a month or so.
Yes, on the Scuba Cowboys Trop Rock CD that he's going to release. Tony, are you excited about this or what?
I'm crazy excited. It's my favorite song that Pup has, and it's even better than your song.
Well, thank you, I guess. I was just going to say, Richard, she likes your Tropical Tractor song more than she likes our Scuba Radio song. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It could be a curse. You hear what I'm saying?
No, I think it's a good thing. I think she has the best taste.
She does. And this is after you strung her up like a fish at Mantova.
We did. We have a weigh station there. We're an IGFA weigh station, and we hold.
You have the world record for what?
We have the world record for wahoo, but we also have the world record for stringing up a mermaid.
Yes, exactly. What was that weight again? Okay, I better change the subject real quick. I'm within striking distance.
You also got strung up as well that day.
Yeah, but that was it was more like
amongst
being strung
much
out.
Much complaining, I might add.
Yes, yes.
What was it? You're allergic to rope. You have soft ankles.
Sensitive ankles.
So Mantova, eco-world-friendly, eco-adventure resort. You guys offer world-class diving. The mantas are there all the time, right, Stuart?
Yes, they are. The mantas are there year-round. In the summer, we tend to get more of them, 10 or 15 of them at once. But in winter, when the visibility clears up, we'll get 4 or 5 when they come in on two of our dive sites.
Yeah, and what are the main reef that we were talking about earlier is Agus, what is it?
It's the Great Astrolabia Reef.
Yes, that's what she said, I think. I don't know.
Are there in that?
What is it? How many R's?
I don't know how many R's Stuart can put in it, but an awful lot.
Yes, but that is the world-class reef that they have here in Fiji. That is Batavaz right off the coast of that, right? Or right connected to it.
Yeah, it's right. It's from all the Berets. That's what you can see. That's the reef.
Yes. Now, and you built the resort using your tractor, and you started because you liked this reef, because that's what drew you to the area in the first place, right?
The Astrolabe Reef was one of the big draws as to why we developed the resort there, yes.
Yeah, and all the fishing and stuff you did, what are you saying?
I said my voice is going, what was that?
Yeah, that's okay. Mine went a long time ago, Richard, and I still continue on anyway. But the fishing is world-class. That's obviously, I mean, that's a really cool thing to kind of add to the dive experience if you're into fishing. You can do some amazing fishing there off of Matava, as well as mixing it up with some of the scuba diving, right?
Yes, you can. The fishing is world-class. We have 49 national records, 2 world records in the last 2 years, 1 men's on Wahoo, 1 women's on Wahoo. So the opportunities are right there on the doorstep.
Yeah, and I know you guys are doing a lot of TV stuff, too. People are starting to come out there and film things at your resort. Is that true?
That's true. 2 episodes of WFN, which is World Fishing Network, filmed out there earlier this year with Bill Boyce hosting it. He's one of the U.S. fishing celebrities, so we were really pleased about that.
Well, and Manoa might be coming to your resort in a cape if we have anything to do with it. Okay, Richard?
Sounds good. Best I heard of it.
So you might want to string him up like we did our mermaids, you think?
I think that's the first he's heard of it, too, because he just found out about his new cape he's getting as well.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. We helped him out with his accessory package, and that he has this uniform that he does. But it's all good. It's all about that Fijian friendliness that you guys offer at Matava and just about every other place here in Fiji. That's a common thread amongst all the operators, right, Stuart?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, we've all got different things to offer around about the Fiji Islands, but the common thread of it all are the Fijian people. The magic, the warmth, the friendliness of the Fijian people.
When we went there, they doused us in baby powder, which is a friendly thing.
Yeah, a bit bizarre, but we get used to it, and it's a friendly thing.
I do it all the time, just for my own entertainment now, ever since I visit Matava. Matava.com. Go there and check them out today. More coming up from Fiji.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Thank you.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dr. Deborah Hill. A lot of people call me the Scuba Shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's Craig, the dive master, someone I'd certify as absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
That's crazy. Crazy talk. But that's what we'll get next week when we're out on the left coast for the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. That's where we'll head after we wrap things up here in Fiji. From here at Sona Sally Resort, we head in a plane to Savu Savu to go experience Coral Sun Resort. And if you go to coralsunresort.com on the web, by the way, and check out this place, you'll see why we are so excited to visit this property in Fiji, because it looks truly spectacular. And we're going to go see Jack and the gang there at that operation, and you'll hear all about that next week on the big show, as well as some of our coverage from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Tony, are you excited about that or what?
I'm excited about the diving at Coral Sun. I'm ready to dive somewhere new, get wet again.
Absolutely. We've heard that the diving there off of Savu Savu is some of the best in the entire Fijian island chain. And what we've seen by bouncing around over the last couple of years is that bar is pretty high already. So I can't imagine how much better it could be. But they keep saying that part of Fiji is truly unique and quite spectacular. Jean-Michel Cousteau has a resort off in that area as well. And we're going to be diving with those guys for a day, I believe. So it's going to be something special, I have a feeling. You think?
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, Cowboy, what do you think? Are you excited about these travels that we're doing and this Fijian cultural exchange that we've done with your music and the Fijian people?
Well, as you know, Fiji has already been such a huge influence in my music just because it inspires so many great and new things, and I'm always about getting down where it's wet again.
That's right. It's all about getting down where it's wetter or better and something like that, right?
I'm not sure where you're going with that one.
We'll figure it out by the end of the segment, I have a feeling, for sure. Now, so we got that to look forward to. Just reflecting back on some of the stuff that we've encountered diving-wise, what's the big standout? Was it the turtle encounter, or was it or just the views, the sunset that we kind of hung out and watched yesterday evening here at Sona Sally Resort, or what, Tony?
That part was pretty incredible as well, but I think my favorite thing that's happened so far is I was underwater looking at the sharks, and I pull out my knife to gesture to Greg to slice his hand open. Just joking. Seriously, just joking. Slice his hand so that the sharks can come and, attack him.
Feed
so
on me.
Yeah, basically. I just needed to amuse myself, and at the wrong moment, when you decided to come and try and scare me underwater while I have a knife in my hand, and you almost
goose you with my regulator.
Yeah, you did.
Is that what it, goosing?
But you got to think about the fact I had a knife in my hand.
Oh, I did, but I am a Taekwondo master, as many people listening to the show know. I am a black belt, so I have the reflexes of a panther, and I would easily have been able to disarm you before you had an opportunity to cut me and make me bleed for the local Fijian shark population.
You know, you wouldn't have had a chance.
No, I would have made it happen. I could have done it. I know. I wasn't scared at all. Were you there, Pop?
I was there, and I saw your Zen master and the attitude that you had, but my favorite moment in diving was about 3 seconds after that, when Tony almost did stab you with the knife, and you started laughing so hard that there was no air left in your tank.
That's right. I almost drowned. I wasn't worried about having being cut by Tony's knife as much as I was concerned about drowning due to laughing so hard underwater. That was quite entertaining on many levels. I felt my mask filled. It was a mess. It was terrible.
And then you threw up on the surface.
Was that same dive?
That was the same dive.
Well, that explains it. See, I was probably still laughing hysterically after hearing this loud squeak underwater after she got regulator goosed. I think that's the proper diving term for that technique, right? Isn't it, Pop?
I believe so.
And that's where you take your Octo and you sneak up to your buddy and blow it, and it blows up their shorts or whatever.
Well, it actually started from when you have to flush.
Excuse me?
That's how you flush your wetsuit out.
What are we flushing out of it exactly?
All right, well, you've heard there's only two kinds of divers in the world. There's divers that use the bathroom in their wetsuit, also known as pee. Can I say pee on the air?
Well, we did now. You can't in Fiji. But you may not make it back out of the country here, but go ahead.
So there's those kinds of divers, and then there's the divers that do that, and then they lie about it. So what you do is you take your Octo and you flush up your wetsuit.
Really? I've never done that before.
It's just flushing it out.
Interesting. Have you ever heard that before, Pop?
No, I thought it was just goosing.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was regulator goose. You're actually saying that's a proper airing out of the wetsuit area when necessary.
It's proper etiquette, and you just have to make sure you don't have good wrist seals, or else you will shoot to the surface.
Wow. Is that, Stuart, are you aware of this technique, of this flushing?
For years. Trust me, after working in liverboards, running cruise director on liverboards, five dives a day, the minute we're drinking, oh yeah, you flush your wetsuit before you come up. De rigueur on your bloody safety stop on the way back to the boat.
Interesting. All right, well, gosh. I haven't been doing it right for years. And that's what she said,
I guess. That's what she said.
What, Stuart?
Second hint is make sure your wetsuit is outside your booties. Because your wetsuit is inside your booties, it seals and your legs float.
Really? All right. Your legs float or your boots fill with...
If your wetsuit's tucked in your boots and you're zipped up,
yeah,
it seals. And it just fills up with air. So you got to make sure your wetsuit's outside your booties.
You're like the black Michelin man underwater.
Right. You want to make sure it fills with air, too. And not. And if it fills with something else, you want to flush it. Right, Tony? Is that what you're saying?
It's just proper etiquette.
Oh, brother. I don't know how we got started on this whole thing, but I guess we're going to find out. Up in Savu Savu over the next few days. Just when you start flushing, make sure I'm upstream. Okay, Tony?
First of all, you're always downstream. And also, I'd like to mention, you scared away a lobster.
No, I did not. That was a Fijian lobster. They're very sensitive.
You even said, apparently, your Zen techniques do not work on the South Pacific lobsters.
No, they will. I just have to kind of coax them out a little bit better. It's practice. We'll have some more fun up in Savu Savu. You'll hear all about it next week on the big show, as well as our coverage from Long Beach Scuba Show in California. All right, till then, remember, it's always better where, Tony?
Down where it's wetter. And don't forget to flush.
Oh, jeez.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.